our reporter Ian Ramsdale hot-footed it down there because he loves a bit of gadget. Don't you, Ian?
Yes, Benny, good morning. Standing outside the Apple store here on Regent Street, and it does seem like people go a little bit crazy when it comes to some Apple products. Yesterday they announced, as you say, a new smart watch, or an Apple Watch as they've called it, which links to your phone, and also two new phones, an iPhone 6, which is their new brand, and you could argue that almost they've been left behind with a couple of developments in the mobile market in the last couple of years. So maybe this is their attempt at bigger screen to try and catch up in some areas of that mobile development. And possibly as well, and they're introducing a near-field communication device within these phones as well. A bit like your Oyster card, a wireless payment scheme that you can use to pay for things with your mobile phone. And I think if you go back to when people started combining maybe digital cameras with your phone, introducing new technology into your phone, you can see the future where your phone is everything, where you carry that around, that has everything. So possibly the latest and maybe the most innovative development is to have this payment as part of the phone.
Now, you're speaking to a few people down there, Ian, is that right? I imagine people have been queuing there from first thing.
Well, when I arrived a few moments ago, outside the store, two tents, one green tent, one blue tent, so only two people in the queue at the moment, because these don't go on sale, these products, until a week on Friday, and often are pushed back a little bit because the developments aren't quite there or they haven't managed to get the stock. But Denzel, you're second in the queue. When did you arrive?
Oh, well, actually I arrived this morning at 8 o'clock, but then we have the tent since Monday.
You had a tent here since Monday?
Since Monday, that's right, and we were just 10 minutes late and we are second in the queue.
You were 10 minutes behind the green tent, which is first in the queue.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Why? I mean, you arrived on Monday. The announcement wasn't even made. Why is it so important that you're here?
Oh, well, I'm here on behalf of a client who really wants this phone for him and for himself and his girlfriend. So he just hired us to stand in line because he didn't have the time.
So you're here for someone else just to stay in your tent until a week on Friday, till they and then you can go in and buy it. And it's not even for you?
Yeah, I know. That's not even for me. But then, yeah, I'm getting paid for it. Just standing in queue for a client, and it's not that I'm going to be a day and night. We work in shifts, so there'll be someone else coming in the evening to relieve me.
And obviously you're second. How gutted were you not to be the first? I mean, how important was it for your client that they were going to be the first person? This is the first place that you can get them in this country when they go on sale. Why is it so important?
Well, there are people who are really fans of iPhones. Myself as well, I love iPhones as well. But then I think he has won the battle because he's hired someone to do his job for him, stand in queue. So, and yeah, we missed out on the first spot, and it's just about 10 minutes, actually. So, you know, it is a bit of pain, but then, yeah, I think he wouldn't mind because he's at least second in the queue and he could get his hands first on it.
Mm-hmm. And so thank you for talking to us this morning. There's obviously a few more people maybe hearing the announcement this morning or awaiting that announcement to find out what the developments were last night. And I expect maybe by this evening, this queue might be a little bit longer.
And you're third in the queue, Ramo, so well done.
I will be now, yes, absolutely. I'll see you a week on Saturday.
I think that's what's called slightly pushing in, yes.